Okay, we are at the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom, the two dots. Let's begin. Today's daf is more than chock full. We'll try to get in as much as we can. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Seudos Chayev Adam Le'echol B'Shabbos. How many Seudos is one obligated to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. Let's just review. What is this going on? How are we getting into the number of meals? Because if you remember, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah where's the Mishnah? Up on top of the Yamud Kufi Zayin Mabez. The Mishnah has a machlokas. How many meals are you allowed to save on Shabbos if there's a fire in your house? So the Tanakama holds Gimel Sudos, Bishachris, Matzilin, The mincha mother suda achas. So it depends on the time of Shabbos. You're allowed to save three meals, two meals, or one meal, depending when on Shabbos you are saving. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're always allowed to save three seudos. So we're going to relate that mishnah to the following machlokas. Tana Rabbana, three lines from the bottom. How many seudos chayav adam lechol b'Shabbos? How many seudos is one obligated to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, three meals. That's what we hold. Rabbi Chidka omer arba. Rabbi Chitka says four meals. So the fourth meal is known as Sudas Rabbi Chitka. So it's a machlokas between three meals and four meals. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vishnei Mikra Echadarshu. Both Rabbi Chitka and the Chachamim darshan the same pasuk to get how many meals you have to have on Shabbos. Three meals or four meals. Vayomer Moshe Echlu Hayom Kishabas Hayom Lashem. Hayom Limsa'u Basadeh. Pasuk it's say for Shmos, Parshas Peshalach, where Moshe says, eat today, because it's Shabbos today. Today you will not find man in the field. So it says the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk. So Rabbi Chidka Savar Hani Tlasa Hayom Labar Meurta. Three Hayoms in the Pasuk is referred to three meals you have to have, besides the one at night. Meaning you have to have one meal at night, and then three meals during the day. Rabbanan Savri, Bahadi Urta, Bahadi to Urta. Rabbanan say, no, it's three meals inclusive of the one that you have to have at night. So it's clear in the Gemara that you have to have at least three meals on Shabbos. Rabbi Chidka says four, but we paskin three. So just two notes once this comes up, just two notes, right? So Shalosh Shudos is something that many times Srichin Chizik. If you look at the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reis Sadek Aleph, Yehi Zahir Ma'od L'Kayim Se'udah Shlishis. And it does not have to say that. It doesn't say that about the first two meals, because you don't have to be Zohar Ma'od, because you're going to do it anyway. You're hungry at Friday night, you're hungry Shabbos morning. But the Shalosh Shudos, especially in the winter months, is more difficult. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yehi Zohar Ma'od. Even if you're very full, you don't have to eat a whole meal. You could have a kibetza, you could have a kizbetza or a kizayis, but either way, you could have a little roll. V'mi'ef shalo lechol klau. If you really can't eat, which is unusual, we usually can get in a little bit. The Chacham should have his eyes, meaning think ahead. Leave room, especially in the winter months. Try to leave room to be able to have enough later. Okay, so this is Shalosh Shudos. Just two other Ha'aras, but Shalosh Shudos. What do you have to have at Shalosh Shudos? Right, so this is something that we have to make famous. Right, what do you have to eat at Shalosh Shudos? So the first two meals, we know you have to have bread. There's no Shiloh. What about Shalosh Shudos? So that already, there is somewhat more flexibility, but let's say somewhat, but limited. The Shulchan Aruch quotes four different opinions. What do you have to have for Shalosh Shudos? But he's clear which one is L'chachila. Tzorach la'asos b'pas, to make it with bread. V'yeshomrim sheyachol la'asos b'chol ma'achol ha'asui me'echad v'chabeshiz v'idei dagon. Opinion number two, mizonos. V'yeshomrim sheyachol la'asos b'dvarim shebalavtu b'hem ha'pas, kibasa v'dagim. Some say meat or fish, avalo peiros, but not fruit. V'yeshomrin dafilu peiros yachal asosa. Some say even fruit. So you have lechem, mizonos, basar v'dagim, peiros. V'svara rishona ikar, says the Shulchan Aruch clearly. The first svara is the ikar, shizorach lasosa v'pas. Elam kenus v'ya b'yoser. In other words, we try to be l'chachila Jews. Bread, we have to have lechem mishnah for, even lechem mishnah, not just bread, but try to have lechem mishnah for Shalosh Shudos. Look at Argamar says three meals. You learned that from the three hayoms. Why should the third one be different? So there are certain halachas that make it different. How could there be some other possibilities of what to have for Shalosh Shudos? But in Mikra Hadin, we should try to lechachila have pas, unless it's impossible, like the Rama quotes. What if it's Erev Pesach Cholias B'Shabbos? So then, if you don't want to break up the two meals break up the meal in the morning, like this past Erev Pesach, maybe then there's a flexibility to have peiros or to have something else, basar v'dagim. Note, there is no fifth opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, right? That says v'yesh omrim sheyachol lilmod b'mekom Shalosh Shudos. There's no opinion in the Shulchan Aruch here that says it. Where does it come from that some people have the conception or the misconception that you're allowed to learn instead of Shalosh Shudos? That's quoted in Hilchos Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham quotes from Rav Shimon bar Yochai that he used to learn instead of eating Shalosh Shudas. So the Poskim point out, A, that is not quoted in Hilchah Shabbos, it's only quoted there where it's so impossible to eat Shalosh Shudas. You don't know what else to do. B, only Rav Shimon bar Yochai might be able to do it because of Tarasu Umnaso. But nobody, he learns every second, he doesn't do half the mitzvahs he's learning. So Shalosh Shudas also he doesn't do because he's learning all day. That's not quoted in Hilchah Shabbos. So, if there is a shul, which Baruch Hashem, let's say there's a shul which assumes that the best time to have a shiur is between Mincha Ma'ariv. Let's say people want to come to a shiur before Mincha. The rabbi decides that between Mincha Ma'ariv is the best time to have the shiur. It's their achrayus to announce or to put in the bulletin each Shalosh Shudas before you come to shul. It's fine. You have that to have a shiur then, but we have to make sure that people eat Shalosh Shudas. We at Paskin. See if the Paskin, the maker of din, you can't learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. You want to have a little bit of bite and then go, but again, we really should try to have bread and to learn at the same both. Yeah. And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch has off Nashim Chayavos Besudas Shlishas. Men and women have no difference. A lot of times for men it's easier. They're in shul, they're eating Shalosh Shudas, but women have the same obligation in Shalosh Shudas as men do. So we have to make sure that our wives are makpid Shalosh Shudas as well. Oh, so we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that top toast in the next moment. Just finally, to read you the language of the Aruch HaShulchan, and then we'll move on. The Aruch HaShulchan, as we know, is known generally for defending the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. He always defends, but Yisrael are doing this, all the poskim say they're doing wrong. The Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, it's based on this, oh, it's based on that. He doesn't say it's l'chadchila, but he defends what they're doing. Once in a while, he screams. Once in a while, he says, I don't know what they're doing, and I can't believe it. Like Chol of Yisrael, he's very, very makbid. He starts screaming in Yerodea. But here too, he quotes all the opinions of Shalosh Shudas, and then he says, "V'hine gam das balei shulchan aruch to ikul adina shesarach pas that you need bread." V'kivan, listen to the lashon. V'kivan shadas harif v'harambam v'harosh v'hatur v'shulchan aruch shesarach dafka pas. Okay, big lineup. Chalila lahakel bazeh va'avera gadola biyada mekilim bazeh. Let's say it's b'mini targiba. It's an avera gadola for those who suffice having mezonos or something else. V'yesh lahazir alzeh ma'od ma'od ve'in heter ki'im lachola. Right, somebody's sick. V'amazalzim b'su the shlishis lasi zidei chavasa below pas asid lite nesadin. Right, they're going to have to pay for it, not taking Shalosh Shudas seriously. So these are strong words by the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's based on our Gemara because our Gemara says three meals. Learn that from the three Hayoms; they're equal. Okay, next. So we have a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Chitka. Tanan, fifth to last word. Nufla tzlegi b'leli Shabbos. We have the Mishnah that says if a fire falls out on Shabbos, top matzilin mazon gimel sudos kuf yud ches. Matzilin mazon gimel sudos. You save. You let it save three meals. So my love delo achal. Doesn't this mean that it fell out on Friday night and you didn't eat any of the meals yet? Which means you have three meals left. And it says you're allowed to save three meals. Raya to the Tanakhama against Rabbi Chitka, who says four meals. So lo de achal. No, you already ate one meal. So therefore, you ate one meal. You have three left, says Rabbi Chitka. So the Gemara says, no. Where the Mishnah continues, Shachas, Masilah, Mazon, Shesudos. The Mishnah says that in the morning, you're allowed to save two meals. My lav, de lo achal. Doesn't it mean morning that you didn't eat any yet, and therefore you have two left? Again, Raya to the Tadakama. Lo, de achal, no. Rabbi Chitka would say, no, it means that you ate already. So you have two meals left. Mincha, Matzilah, Mazon, Su'uda, Achas. The Mishnah continues that by Mincha, you're allowed to save one meal. My lav, de lo achal. Doesn't mean you didn't eat the final meal yet. So the Gemara says, no, again, lo de achal. You ate the third meal, you have one left. That's how Rabbi Chitka would interpret it. So says the Gemara, no, but I'm going to study Seifa, but the last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Olam Asilin Mazon Gimel Sudos. Rabbi Yossi says that you're always allowed to save three meals. Michlal Tadakama Gimel Svirulei. So it's Mashva. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could always save three meals. It's Mashva. That's not the point of contention. The point of contention is when on Shabbos you're allowed to save these meals, but three everybody agrees to. Rabbi Yossi says, you can always save three meals. The Tanakhama says, no, it depends on Shabbos when you can save three meals. But really, everybody agrees to three. So the Gemara says, you're right. El mechaverta masizin delok Rabbi Chitka. Okay? So the Mishnah is against Rabbi Chitka. Mishnah says, three meals. Top Tosfos, the quotes that the Mishnah had said, b'mincha matzilin mazon su'uda achas. By mincha, you ought to save one, because what? Shalosh Shudas. So Tosfos quotes what Nachum was just asking before. Mikan mashma, dezman achila shlishis b'shabes hi min amincha ulamala. The time for eating Shalosh Shudas is in the afternoon, not in the morning. You can't have two meals in the morning. Delo ka'osam, right, this comes up more, actually it doesn't come up more, like in Eretz Yisrael more. They dive in early, then they have a little like a chumus meal, and then they go out for a walk, and then they come back to have the later meal. Most of the time, chasos is earlier there, so let's say the later meal will be in the afternoon anyway. But let's say no, let's say you can have two meals, then you're going to sleep the rest of the day. Tosfos says don't do that, because the real Ishal Shudda should be in the afternoon. Deloka osam shemachal kesu the shachmas ubavarfin beitayim. Not like those who have one meal in the morning and just split it in half. Right? Because that's, because A, Tosfos says, Shal Shudda has to be in the afternoon, and later on in Tosfos, on the fifth skinny line, he says, Omari, sheish kan is a bracha shei tzricha. You're making a bracha shei tzricha, a bracha that you don't need. Right? If you're eating a meal, you can't just, like, bench and wash again for no reason. It's an unneeded bracha, and it could be, right, lo sisa, right, the Gemara in bracha says. So that's why Tosfos says, don't split it. We discussed this a little bit before Pesach this year. By Erev Pesach, Shechalis B'Shabbos, there's a tshuva of the Rush, who suggests that maybe this is what should be done in this type of case. Right, because it's, you know, what are you supposed to do when Erev Pesach Shchalis B'Shabbos? So many poskim say, you split the morning meal. Aye, what about this toast that's supposed to be in the afternoon? So, two things. A, tough luck. What else could you do? You can't eat matzah, you can't eat challah in the afternoon. So there's nothing else to do, so you split it. This is tzricha. This is a bracha shet tzricha, because there's no other choice. You have to eat challah shudas. And B, in this b'dieved case, you'll eat something else in the afternoon. If you really need challah shudas by mincha time, so you'll eat peiros, you'll eat fruit, you'll eat meat or chicken or something in the afternoon. Try to be yotzei, both. But this is what Tosfos discusses. There is an interesting discussion. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. It's a machlokas we showed him. I'll read it to you. Also, in Hilfis Shalosh Shittis, the Ramah quotes that is an opinion based on Tosfos and Sachim that says, "Ein le'achol su the shlishes be mincha l'mayriv el yochal also kada mincha." There's an opinion in the Rishonim that says you have to eat Shalosh Shittis before mincha. Why? Because Tosfos there quotes that on Shabbos the neshamis get out of Gehenim. Right? The Shabbos get out of Gehenim on Shabbos, and they have menucha. They have a week off. They have a day off during the week. And then, by the end of Shabbos, Shalosh Shittis time is when they start going back to Gehenim. And therefore, says Tosfos, I think it might be Rabbeinu Tam, it's improper to be eating at that time, at the serious time of Shabbos, you shouldn't be eating then. So that's one opinion that we showed him. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, v'yesh omer v'shadur amav, v'yosir sovlis pala mincha t'chila. Right, you should daven mincha first. So it's interesting, even when it says by mincha time, it's a question of do you daven mincha first or not. That's a discussion in the Ramah. We paskin you should daven mincha first. Okay, let's continue. The haditznan. Everybody got it? Six lines, seven lines. The haditznan. The Mishnah says in Peah, which is in Peah, second Masechta in Shas. Mishish lo mazon sheisudos. Somebody who has enough for two meals. The context of this Mishnah, the last parak in Peah discusses it, halachas of tztaka. So, who's allowed to take tztaka? How poor do you have to be in order to be allowed to take tztaka? It says the Mishnah, Mishneish lo majun seisudos, whoever has enough money for two meals, lo yitol ben atamchui, is not allowed to take from the tamchui, that's the collecting pot, because that's enough. If you have two meals, eat your meal, you only have one meal left, okay, then you can take from the tztaka pot. But if you have two meals, you can't. Mazon arbas, right, unless you have enough food for 14 meals, lo yitol ben akupa, then you can't take from the kupa. What's the difference between a tamchui and a kupa? Interesting, Rashi here. Rashi says that the Bnei Tovim, they were poor people from Chashev families, that it would have been embarrassing for them to go every day. It would have been more embarrassing to go for them every day to get collect. So they would be able to go, you know, to a different place. Kupa, Rashi says, Ma'osei lefarnis aniyim Bnei Tovim, the zillahu milsa de tamchui, to go to the top of the same collecting pot as the other families, that would be more embarrassing for them than the families that are used to it. So that's why they had this different collecting pot. So 14 meals, if you have enough for 14 meals, you can take from the tamchui. Less than 14 meals, you can.
Is there enough community between going to the tamchui and going to collect from private
individuals? So in those days, it doesn't seem like they privately collected. It sounds like that the cities and the towns collected, and Aniyim went to these gabayim and then got money from there. It didn't sound like they were collectors that went from door to door. So that's the Mishnah in Peah. So if you have 2 and 14, so the second line is important for us. If you have enough for 14 meals, which means for the week, you can't take. So Mani. So who is the Mishnah like? Lo Rabbanan v'lo Rabbi Chitka. It's not like either Rabbanan, who say you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos, or Rabbi Chitka, who has 4. Why? E Rabbanan, if it's like the Rabbanan, who say you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos, so how many altogether is that for the week? Chamesri Haben. You have 15 at least, not 14. E Rabbi Chitka, Shisasri Haben. You have 16, right? You have 2 every day and 4 on Shabbos. Right, so either it's 15 or 16. Who says 14? So we say lo lab rabbanan. So a couple of opinions. Either maybe it's like the rabbanan who says you have to have 3 meals on Shabbos. Tiamrinan leyan. What do we tell him? My device lemecha b'afuki b'shabso achli b'shabso. You're supposed to have 2 meals a day, right? At night and during the day. So we tell him the meal you can eat from Lava Malka, eat a little bit earlier. So eat on Shabbos. So you can be Yotzei Shalosh Shudis. So that's why you can have 3 meals on Shabbos and still have 14 meals during the week. Because you're just eating the Motzei Shabbos meal earlier. So the Mishnah is only like a Rabbanan. Is this a riot to the Rabbanan? So where I said, no, you can also say the opposite. Maybe it's Rabbi Chitka. We just tell him, delay your Friday afternoon meal till Friday night. And then again, you'll have four meals on Shabbos. Right, you have three during the day, Rabbi Chitka says, and then you'll have the Friday meal later. So the Gemara says, one second, so you're going to fast the whole day Friday, you're going to be starving. You're going to eat Thursday night, you're going to eat again until Friday night? We can't do that. You're not allowed to go into Shabbos starving. Right, the only fast that can pull out on Friday. But the issue of the postgame, let's say somebody is fasting a Titus Chalom on Friday, or let's say somebody has yard site on Friday. The Shofar quotes, there's a minute to fast on the yard site. So there are many postgame that say you have to break the fast before Shabbos. That's supposed to go into Shabbos not feeling well. Right, so that's why, so you're supposed to fast the whole day? So where it says, no, Ela Halmani Rabbi Akivahi. Okay, forget the Rabbi, forget the Rabbanan. Forget Rabbi Chitka. Because the Rabbanan and Rabbi Chitka, that is a machlokas, but our Mishnah is referring to something else. It's going like Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar, Asei Shabbat V'chol V'al Tetzarech L'Brios. Rabbi Akiva said, no, better to skip Shalosh Shudis and not rely on handouts. Have 2 meals. Asei Shabbat V'chol V'al Tetzarech L'Brios. Don't go. It's better to make your Shabbos at the Chol. It doesn't mean like do Malacha, Chas V'Shalom, but it just means, in terms of not having all the meals, V'al Tetzarech L'Brios. What is the svar for that? So the assumption sounds like maybe Shalosh Shudis is different, because I don't think we say this for the first 2 meals. So yes, we even though all the Bukharis that we just said before about the taking it seriously, Shalosh Shudis is somewhat different, because I see there are opinions that you have something else. It's difficult to know when to apply this principle. It's difficult to know exactly when to apply it. The tour, although if you learn the Nosa Kalim and the tour in the first siman in Hilfa Shabbos, Reish Ben Beis, that's where this is discussed, because it speaks about Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. So listen to the tour says, the common pa'amim nasasi v'natati b'davar lefnei Adoni Avi HaRashzal. I asked my father, the Torah says, the Rush, I asked my father, Kamoni, like me, Hayom Sheishli Ma'at Mishili, I hardly have anything. Veino Maspikli, I have no money. Vitzarach Ani La'Acherim, he didn't get royalties for the tour yet. Vitzarach Ani La'Acherim, and I have to rely on others. Im Ani Bechlal Asei Shabbat Kachol Im Lav, am I included? Do I have to have Shalosh Shudis? Why the Veloi Shiveini Damar Bari? Never gave me a clear answer. So, and look at the Mishnah Berurah has a big discussion of it, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. It's very unclear exactly when to apply this principle of Asei Shabbat V'chol V'al Tetzarech L'Brios. You know, this far, I guess, you have to say, Shalosh Shudis is somewhat different, but that's, I don't really have anything more to add to it. Any mitzvahs I say, you don't have to spend except for the ones for a Pursuma Nisa, that's true. But again, you have to spend a certain amount. It is a maximum, right? Chomesh, or... But this is nothing. This is right. This is, you don't have to. You have nothing, but you don't have to. You don't have to go beg for it. Okay, let's continue. The Hadetzan middle. The Hadetzan pokes on the Adi over miwakom lamakom. Mikiger bepundiyom midal son besela. The Mishnah also says in Peya, how much do you give an Ani that's passing through? So the Ani, an Ani that you can't give less. Give him less than a kikar, a piece of bread that's worth a pundion, that's a type of coin. Midal tzon besela, that means when the rate is 4 sa' to a sela. When the rate is 4 sa' to a sela, so then you have to give them a kikar that's worth a pundion. Lun, let's say he slept over. Nosalo parnasas lina, you also have to give him parnasas lina, which we'll see in a minute means a bed and a pillow. Vim Shabbos, so let's say Shabbos he passed. Nosalo mazal gimel sudos, that if you had a Shabbos, you have to give him 3 meals. Gemara says again, Lamer Rabbanan Hevel Rabbi Chitka. Is this to tell me that this Mishnah is also like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Chitka? Again, we're trying to prove the Mishnah is. Lola Rabbi Chitka. No, it can even be Rabbi Chitka, even though it says you give him 3 meals. Go to Ika Suda Bahadeh. No, he has one with him. He has one with him, and then you say, here's another 3 meals. Damrina Lay, Hadika Bahadach Achle. The one that you have with you eat, and then here's the other 3. So Gemara says, Chiyazel Barikan Azel. So what's going to happen Sunday morning? He's just going to leave empty handed, right? Because he has nothing. You're taking the 1 meal he has with him. The Gemara says, no, the Malavina Lay Suda Bahadeh, you give him another meal on Sunday morning in order to take him through Sunday. But really the Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Chitka or the Rabbanan. My Parnassus Lina, Amar Papa, Purya Ube Sadia. And the Parnassus Lina, which the Mishnah mentioned, meant Purya, a bed. Ube Sadia, Rashi explains, a pillow. Levada Lanir Hachas Marshosa, what you put under your head. Period. Fine. 2 dots. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Ka'aros, we've gone already, but here we go more. Tana Rabbanan, Ka'aros she'achal b'hen arvis, the plates that you ate, used on Friday night, madichen le'achal b'hen shachris, you're allowed to wash them to use Shabbos morning. In other words, Not talking about using hot water here. But let's say you want to wash them. You want to. Is there a hachana issue? There's no hachana issue from Friday night to Shabbos morning. Hachana is only from Shabbos to after Shabbos. Friday night, you want to set the table Friday night. I'm a big machra. I can tell my wife, you know, I'm hachana. You know, I can't set the table. You have to do it while I'm in shul. Hachana. There is no hachana. I'm sorry. It's a secret. Friday night to Shabbos morning, there is no issue of hachana. Throughout Shabbos, there is no issue of hachana for a later time in Shabbos. From one day of Shabbos to the next day of Yontif, there's hachana. Yontif to Shabbos, Yom Kippur to Shabbos, Shabbos to Yom Kippur. We had that a little bit before about chelve, Yom Kippurim, craven b'Shabbos or not. But there is no issue of hachana. Why are we talking about this here? Because we're talking about the different times to eat the meals, so that's why this is brought in here. Shachris, let's say the stuff you use, the plates and the pots you use in the morning, madichan lechel mehem b'sarayim, you can wash them to eat, use in the afternoon. But saharayim, madichan lechel b'mincha, in the afternoon you can wash them to eat by mincha. In the mincha, ve'eloch shavein madiach, but from mincha and on, Shabbos is almost over, you can't wash. Masmu from here, by the way, there are four times. What are we talking about? Arvis, shachris, sarayim, mincha. The Meiri says this price is like a michitka, right? Because we're talking about four time zones. When the Rush quotes this, he leaves out the line Saharayim, right? Which is mashma that he thinks it's like Reb Chitka, therefore he leaves it out. But others say no, it just means you're snacking and it's not a meal. But then the Gemara says Avakosos, Uktonios, Vislochios, but cups and the like. Madiach Mahola Kolayam Kulo. You could always wash cups. People always want to drink. You know, you're always thirsty. So even 2 minutes left to Shabbos. You know, 5 minutes left to Shabbos, you might want to drink with 1 minute left to Shabbos. So therefore, you could always wash the cups, because there's no issue of hachana there, because there's always a possibility that you will want to eat it. Next, Amr, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishabar Kapara. We're talking about Shalosh Shudas. Let's have some Agadata. Kol Makayim Shalosh Seudos B'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishalosh Peronios. If you needed any more chizuk than the sources I mentioned before, here it comes. Right? Whoever's Makayim Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos is saved from three tragedies that are going to occur. Or tragedies, difficult times, peronios. Michevlo Shal Mashiach, from the difficult time that's going to happen before Mashiach. Umidina Shal Gehenim, Umimilchemes Gogu Magog, from that war that's supposed to happen. So you're going to be saved from these. You're Mekayim Shal Shudas. By the way, I didn't mention right the part of the Chidah. The Chidah says, why do we call it Shal Shudas? Shal Shudas. Suda Shlishis, third meal. Shalosh Sudos means three meals. Why do we call the third meal three meals? Shalosh Sudos. So the Chidah writes that the first two meals, it's not Nika that you're doing at L'Shem Shabbos. Friday night, you were at work, you're starving, you had a little bit, you're hungry. Shabbos day, you listen to the chasm for 2 hours, you're hungry, there was no Kiddush in Shul, you go home, you're hungry, you eat the meal. So the first two meals of Shabbos, it's not Nika that you're doing at L'Shem Shabbos. But Shabbos afternoon, you just ate a couple hours ago, right? You're going to go eat again, Motzi Shabbos. So Shalosh Shudas, when you eat Shalosh Shudas, that's Moreh. That reflects that really all three meals were L'Shem Shabbos. Because the first two meals couldn't really tell, but this one, which generally we're not so hungry, right? But we still eat it, so this meal is Megala on Shalosh Seudos, on all three meals, that they were L'Shem Shabbos. That's why it's called Shalosh Shudas. So says the Gemara, if you're Mekayim, all three meals, you're safe from Medina Shal Gehet, from all of these times. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? Right? What is the Shalosh Shudas, eating three meals have to do with Mechemes Gogu Magog? So the Marsha explains that these three Peranios are happening before Yom Shekula Shabbos. They're happening before the day that we're looking forward to Olam Haba. So, says the Marsha, if you eat Shalosh Shudas, which means you have a focus on Shabbos in your life, and you're medaleg, you kind of don't look at, you look at the week, but Shabbos is a focus, so too in the future, you're going to be rewarded as skipping over all the chol stuff that come before the Yom Shekula Shabbos, the day that will be wonderful. So the Gemara says it's based on Sukkah. Mechav Lashem Mashiach, you're going to be safe from the pangs of Mashiach, Ksiv HaChayom, except by eating the meals Yom, Ksiv HaSam, Hini Anochi Sholeach Lachem Esel Yo'anavi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem, right, the Pasuk in Malachi, Yom Yom, right, the Gzeir Shavah, so just like Yom there, you're saved from Mechav Lashem Mashiach. Medina Shal Gehenim, Ksiv HaChayom, Ksiv HaSam Yom, again, Yom Evra V'Hayom Hahu, also, Yom is written by Dina Shal Gehenim and by Shabbos. Mimlechemes Gogu Magog, Ksiv Hacha Yom, Ksiv Hasam, Biyom Bagog. Again, the word Yom appears by Mechemes Gogu Magog and by Shabbos. Next, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishir Rav Yossi, Kolam Anigas HaShabbos, Nosin Lo Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Whoever enjoys himself on Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, he's Zochet to get a border, a Nachla, a portion without a border. Onik Shabbos. Let's talk about Onik Shabbos for 2 minutes. If you look in the tour in Hilchas Shabbos, Reish Ben Beis, which we mentioned before, this is the first line of Hilchas Shabbos. Right, the tour was the one that wrote made up the simanim. Right? The Shulchan Aruch followed his split up. But the Tur, that's why he's called the Tur. Rabbi Yaakov, Baal HaTurim, he split up all of Halacha into four pillars. Aruch Chaim, Yerodeh, Eben Ezra, and Choshen Mishpat. So the beginning of Hilcha Shabbos, he writes, Reish Men Beis, the first line is, before he talks about Rabbi Akiva's din, Garcinon, Parakol Kisvei, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anik, Ezra Shabbos, Yosel, Nachla, B'li Misarim. So note, this is a very important line. It starts it all. Onik Shabbos. Shabbos is not all just about not doing things. Shabbos is about doing things. We have to make sure we give that message to our kids. We can't just be a bunch of don'ts. We have to have special things on Shabbos too. We don't have soda on Shabbos, do whatever, but Shabbos we have to show them is a special time of positives, not just negatives. Onik Shabbos. How do you define Onik Shabbos? And what's the difference between Onik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos? Different Mefarshim, I think the Gra is the most well-known. We're going to make it well-known right now. The Gra writes in Hilchas Yontif that if you look in the Rambam, it sounds like that anything you do prior to Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Just to backtrack for a minute. The Rambam writes there are two mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. Besides the Daraises that we talk about, the Malachas and Kiddush. But there are two mitzvahs to Rabbanon regarding Shabbos. Kavod and Onik. What's the difference? So the Rambam just gives examples. He doesn't explicate what is the difference. The Vilna Gaon explicates based on the Rambam. Kavod Shabbos is shopping for Shabbos and taking a shower and setting the table and doing everything you do before Shabbos and not eating on Erev Shabbos. So you go into Shabbos hungry. All of that is Kavod Shabbos. Onik Shabbos, eating on Shabbos, sleeping on Shabbos, talking with your friends on Shabbos, taking a walk on Shabbos, all of that is Onik Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos versus Onik Shabbos. That is what the Vilna Gaon says. Sometimes you can have both. The Beis HaLevi writes that Halakas Neiros is both. Because you light the candles before Shabbos, but you enjoy them on Shabbos. So that's how it could be. It could be both Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos. Okay, but that is two mitzvahs that we do. We all do these mitzvahs. But you just have in mind, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when you go shopping on Thursday at your local grocery, when you buy something, it's a kiyum to say Zelo Kavod Shabbos. Right? Because it's a mitzvah to say Zelo Kavod Shabbos. So that's part of the mitzvah. What other ha'ara regarding Onik Shabbos? There's a Me'iri on this daf here at Kuf Yechas. He also, I saw this first in the Hagdama, the Me'iri's introduction to Shas. He has a long Hagdama there, so he writes this idea there also. We mentioned it a couple of years ago. There's a Yerushalmi that says, how are you supposed to do Onik Shabbos? What are you supposed to do? Specifically, are there specific actions that Chazal say that we should do? So, Yerushalmi Amru Bamema Ango, Mar Omar B'Sheina, Umar Omar B'Talmud Torah. Right, one person says, one Brisa says you're supposed to sleep, that's Onik Shabbos. And one opinion says you're supposed to learn. And the Me'iri continues, quoting the Yerushalmi, Velo Pligi, there's no machlokas. Between the opinion that says sleep and Talmud Torah. I mean, to sleep during Shir, there's no machlokas? No. Velo Pligi, kan v'talmud, kan v'balabayis. No, the difference is between a Talmud Chacham and a Balabayis. So what do you say? So what's the next line? How do you explain? So Upirshu Barabosai says the Me'iri, my Rebbeim say, you know what this Yerushalmi means? Shahat Talmud Ba'anko B'Talmud Torah. The Talmud Chacham sits and learns because that's what he enjoys. Ubalabais B'Sheino, Ubalabais sleeps. So that's what he says. That's what Rabosai. That's what my Rebbeim say. Says the Me'iri. Va'ani Omer Hefech Hadvarim. Says the Me'iri, I say just the opposite. Shahat Talmud Shoshona Kol Yemei Shavua Mekayim B'Shabbes Onik Sheina. Right, somebody who's learning the whole week and he's pushing himself, the Talmud Chacham, he needs a little rest on Shabbos. He sleeps on Shabbos. Shelo yehi sichlo la'eh, yosem yidai. He needs to break a little bit. You don't have any break, you go crazy. You're going to burn out very quickly, so you need a little break. So the Talmud Chacham sits and learns, and gives shir, goes the whole week, so he sleeps on Shabbos. U'balabayis, shemis asik kol yemos achol ba'asakav. The balabayis, who's busy the whole week, focusing more on his asakim, on his business. Obviously, he's learning during the week too, but it's not his focus. So roy lolis asik ma'ap shabbos v'talmud Torah, derech oneg. So says the Me'iri, is just the opposite of what my Rebbeim said. Again, I think both of those have merit. A, you got to do what you enjoy on Shabbos, and B, Shabbos has to be somewhat different. That's also part of Kavod and Onik Shabbos, to making Shabbos different. Like the Ramban writes, Ala Torah, Kavod Shabbos starts on Sunday. It doesn't start on Thursday or Friday. Saying the Yom every morning, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shabbos, Shein L'Shabbos, that also is Kavod Shabbos. When we're getting together with somebody after Shabbos, there's a mitzvah, part of Kavod Shabbos, to say Motzi Shabbos, not say Saturday night. But you see everything in the context of Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos and that's Onik Shabbos. That's based on this Gemara. If we fulfill it properly, we get a portion without borders. Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Shene'emar, that says, how do we know it's a Nachla B'li Mitzarim? Shene'emar, Oz Tisanag Al Hashem, V'her Kavtich Al Bamasei Arech. You will enjoy, so that's a reference to Onik Shabbos, and I will take you, V'her Kavtich, and you will trample on Bamasei Arech, on the high places of the land, V'echaltich Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. And I will give you the Nachla of Yaakov Avinu. So what's Yaakov Avinu? The Gemara dashes that Yaakov had the Nachla without borders. Lo kan Avraham shekasev bo kumis alech baris l'arka l'rachba. Not like Avraham, who Hashem told, walk the land to its length and width. So Rashi explains, but that's a finite amount. Length and width, till the end of the land. And Allah Yitzchak, who Hashem said to him, I will give you these lands. Again, something finite. No, but not like Yaakov Avinu. That's why he says, Nachlas Yaakov, because Hashem said, go north, south, east, and west. So it doesn't say to stop anywhere. So that's Onik Shabbos. The reward is a Nachla B'li Mitzar. Next. Nachman of Yitzchak Amar Nitzol, a different reward for Onik Shabbos. Nitzol Mishibud Golios. You will be saved from the bondage of Golos. Okay. Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Kol Ma'anik of the Shabbos, No Simol Mishalos Libo. Anybody's Ma'anik Shabbos, his prayers get answered. No Simol Mishalos Libo. The Marsha says, why Libo? No Simol Mishalos. Mishalos Libo? No, because you're not supposed to ask Makashas on Shabbos. It's even without asking. Mish'alos libo. Right? What's in your heart? The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what you want. So that's what, whatever you want, your prayers are going to be answered even with without asking. Shne'amar, v'tisaneg al Hashem v'yitin l'cha mish'alos libcha. Oneg ze eini yodei amahu. What is exactly oneg? When it says v'hisaneg al Hashem. So k'shu omer v'karasov l'shabes oneg. It says in Yishayahu. This is in Yishayahu. That's how you're meant. Yishayahu nun ches. Noch. You rest on Shabbos. So that pasuk in Yishayahu is the marker for Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Havi omer ze oneg Shabbos. But me ma'ango, how should you be ma'aneg it? So if you who the brother of Shmuel bar Shelos b'shvei the Rav, omar b'tavshil shal tardin, with this fancy type of tashil, fancy type of cooked food. Rashi says, Dover Chashiv, who's that? V'dagim gedolim, or big fish, v'rashe shumin, or heads of garlic. Either way, something special should be had on Shabbos. Reb Chiya bar Ashi amar, amarav, afilu davar muat, ulukav v'shabbos asa'o hareza oneg. Even if something's small, you don't have to have the biggest thing. Let's say you don't have enough money. Something special on Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos. Mahi, what's some example of something small? Amar Papa Kisa the Harsana. Okay, a small type of fish. He has some smushed fish, some cut up fish that they used to eat. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's not quoted here, herring. There's a halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and that says, Kavod Yom Yoser Mi Kavod Laila. That the oneg, you had the second meal, the Shabbos meal, is the one that's even more important than the night meal. If you have something really special, so then you should have it by the day meal, and not by the night meal, if you can only have it at one meal. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So that's why, maybe I thought, that's the minhag of basically most of the most people, besides like stealing it Friday night, but the minhag you saw is to have shalom during the day, not at night. A, maybe because it's not ready yet, but B, maybe it's based on this halacha, that the oneg Shabbos of the day is more chashiv than the night. So something interesting I noticed, from the Maharshal. The Maharshal writes by that simin that the Onik Shabbos of day should be more than night. He says he loves fish. So he writes that he started, once he learned this halacha, he stopped having fish Friday night. Because he wanted to have a hecker that there was something special about the day meal, so he only has it during the day on Shabbos. So I don't know if it's connected, but in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Marshal says, because Rosh Hashanah is a day of simcha and yira, and you're scared, it's both, he doesn't need fish, he didn't need fish on Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Marshal Shitasa regarding fish. Right? Because he writes, because there's something so special to him, so he only ate it by day, and he didn't eat on Rosh Hashanah. He wanted to have some limitation on Rosh Hashanah. But that's but again, the ikar is that the day is the one that's ikar. Even though both, you have to have Onik Shabbos both by day and by night. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, I think, that you know, sometimes we eat things Friday night because they taste better right out of the oven. You know, if you save it for Shabbos morning, it's going to be a little dried out. So if that's true, so you have to have it Friday night. What, you're dafka not going to eat it, it's going to taste worse Shabbos morning. So if it's something that's going to taste better Friday night because it's straight fresh, then you don't have to worry about this halacha because you're not violating it, it just tastes better now. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMishamer Shabbos Ki Hilchaso, Afilo Obed Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh Mochlon Lo. Anybody who keeps Shabbos Ki Hilchaso, even if you're Obed Avodah Zarah, Kedor Enosh, or Enosh, Kedor is in brackets, we'll talk about that in a minute. Even if you're Odeh Avodah Zarah like Enosh, Mochlon Lo, then you get forgiveness. She'enemar Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos, Mechalalo, Al Tikri Mechalalo, Elo Mochol Lo. There's a reference, a remez in the Pasuk. What did it say? If you keep Shabbos Kilchaso, even if you're Odeh Avodah Zarah like Enosh, Mochlon Lo. Look at Rashi. What's Enosh? So the first last wide line on top, Dar Enosh, Hischilu La'avod Avodazara. Dechsib Az Huchal Likro B'Shem Hashem. Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis writes, Az Huchal Likro B'Shem Hashem. There's a machlokas we showed him what exactly that means. Huchal, what does Huchal mean? Right? They were Huchal to call the name of Hashem. So Rashi, machlokas Rashi, the Ramban there, the Ibn Ezra. So Huchal, Rashi translates as Lashon Chulin, that they stopped calling in the name of Hashem, and they started Avodah Zarah. Az Huchal Likro B'Shem Hashem. And if you look at the Rambam has a long discussion of this at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It is not so often that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah gives history. Beginning of Hilchas Ishus, he gives a little history. Beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he gives the history of Avodah Zarah. How does it start? B'imei Enosh, To B'nei Adam To'os Gedola. Right, B'nei, in the days of Enosh, B'nei Yisrael, people made a big mistake. V'nivara atas chachmei oso hadar. Some of the wise people misled people. V'enosh atzmo min atoim. And this was their toas. They looked at the sun and the moon, and they thought that the sun and the moon, Amru hol v'alkel bara kochavim elu. Listen to how Avodah Zarah started, says the Rambam. It was kind of not so harmful. They said, we believe in Hashem, but Hashem created these stars. V'galgal mahanegas ha'olam. He created the sun. He created the moon. V'nasnamba marom v'chalak lahem kavod. And he put them up high and he gave them, and he was cholik them certain significance. V'heim sham Hashem ha'masham shalafanav. They're his servants. So isn't it proper to give kavod to Hashem's servants? You know, isn't that kavod to the melech to give kavod to the is it kavod to the rabbi to give kavod to the assistant rabbi? Isn't it kavod, right, to whoever serves? Not exactly the same mashal, but people who serve the king, if you give the servants kavod, that's like giving the king kavod. So that's how it all started. They started worshipping the sun and the moon as servants of Hashem. And eventually things kept going until they forgot that they were servants, they thought they were themselves, and that's how it all started. So the Maariv Chai, so our Gemara says, where did the Rambam get this all from? Enosh. Dar Enosh was the start of Avodah Zarah. So it's a hidden Az Huchal Likro B'Shem Hashem. It doesn't say B'Feirish in the Torah, so he said it's our Gemara, which says if you're Mishamer Shabbos Kilchaso, even if you're Obed Avodah Zarah, Dar Enosh. That's the Makar for the Rambam, says the Maariv Chai. Also interesting. What do you mean? What's the brackets? Kedar Enosh or Enosh? Is there any significance to that? Why would somebody take out Kedar Enosh? Like the generation of Enosh, you want to focus on Enosh himself. What's Kedar Enosh? So there's a Radvaz. So there, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Radvaz that says maybe the point is that not only the lomi boy of the Avodah Zarah kidotosa shel Enosh, the emphasis of Dar Enosh himself, not just Enosh or Dar. What's the difference? Was it the first generation or not? So maybe the Chiddush of the Gemara is not only the children of the original of the Avodah Zarah who just learned it from their parents. So it's not so bad. So to get mechila like them, so it's not so bad, hard to understand. But even even Enosh himself, who was the one that started the whole thing, and you would think you can't get mechila, if you're the first one that started it, even him, mochlen lo. So that's why he said, the Radvaz says you could take out Kedor, because Kedor Enosh might mean after Enosh, the ones that just learned from their parents over the Avodah Zarah. But this is Rabbi Yochanan says, anybody keeps Shabbos, even if you're over the Avodah Zarah like Enosh, who started the whole practice, even then you can get mechila if you keep Shabbos properly. And when he continues, what does Shabbos have to do with Avodah Zarah? Because Shabbos is the Eichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos is, keeps us properly, that's being made that Hashem's in charge. So that's how it's a kapara, because Shabbos is Shakal Kenegat Avodah Zarah. So that's how, he says it wouldn't work the other way. It wouldn't work that if you're Bechal Shabbos and you don't do Avodah Zarah, then you get kapara. It doesn't work that way. But as long as you, this way it does work, because Shabbos is made on Ma'aseh Bereishis. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Five lines up. If Bnei Yisrael would have kept the first Shabbos, what does the first Shabbos mean? After Har Sinai, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a discussion. But if they would have kept the first Shabbos, which they didn't, they wouldn't have had any nation that could have conquered them. Shneemar, as it says, Vahiba Yom Hashvi Yatzu Min Ha'Amul Kot, says on the seventh day, right, the people went out to gather the man. They were Mechal Shabbos. V'ksib Basrei V'Yavo Amalek. And right afterwards it says V'Yavo Amalek. So because they were Mechalel, that's why Amalek came. So Remez, says the Gemara, that had they not been Mechal Shabbos, Amalek would not have been able to attack. Amr of Yochanan Shimon of Shimon Bayachoy, Il Male Shmishamrin Yisrael, Shte Shabbasos, Kihil Chasan, Mianigalin. Famous line, if Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabbasos, Kihil Chasan, properly, Mianigalin, they would immediately be redeemed. There's another medrash that says one Shabbos. You know, well, let's try for one first, and then we'll get to two. But it says if you keep two Shabbosim, kilo chasan miyad nigalin. This is not just an agadata. The tour quotes this as a reason for a halacha. We learned at the beginning of Maseches Brachos the concept of smichas geula l'tfila, that you have to have Gaal Yisrael right next to Shmona Esrei, right, based on Psukim and Tehillim. The question the Gemara asks is that there seem to be some exceptions. The Gemara says, what about Hashkivenu? Isn't that a break between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei? The Gemara says, no, Hashkivenu is geula arichta. It has to do with geula. Rabbeinu Yonah there explains how it's connected to geula. Then the Gemara says, what about Hashem Svasai Tiftach? Right? Isn't that like a break? So Gemara says, no, that's Tfilah Arichta. That's the beginning of Tfilah. It's finished for an Asrei. Gemara does not mention Kishem Hashem Ekra. That is why we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra when we have to be Smichas Gula Tfilah. When do we say Kishem Hashem Ekra? Only by Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. If we say Ne'ilah. Chakras and Ma'ariv, we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra because that would be a break. That's not in the Gemara anywhere. We don't say that. So then, what's not in the Gemara are other Hefsekim that we say in. For example, V'shamra v'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Moshe will say Friday night. The Vilna Gaon didn't say it, because V'shamra's not in the Gemara, Svichas Gula Tefillah, it's a break. So the Vilna Gaon didn't say it, but Moshe do say it. So how are you allowed to say V'shamru? Says the tour our Gemara. Because V'shamra v'nei Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos n'yad nigolin, so Shmir Shabbos is connected to Geula, and therefore it's Geula Arichta. That's what the tour says. The Prisha, that's in Reis Samach Zayin. The Prisha, on the bottom of the tour says, okay, fine, that's V'shamru. What about Vaydavar Moshe as well, Dei Hashem b'nei Yisrael? Right, what about that on Yontif? So isn't that a problem? So the Drisha says no, because all of the Yomim Tovim are, well, first he asked the question, Sarach Ian, Lamanu Bergalim, and then he says maybe it's Tfila Richta because they're all related to Kedushas Hayom. So maybe it's connected to Tfila. Others say all the Yomim Tovim, which I think is a connected answer, is Zechlas Yis Mitzrayim. All the Yomim Tovim are somehow connected to the Geula. So that's also not a problem. But then the Levush says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Tikkun B'Chol the Shofar, Ki V'Yom Hazeh Yichaver Aleichem. So the Levush creatively, the Levush says, Rosh Hashanah, Tikkun B'Chol the Shofar, because of why? Because K'Bayom Ahu Yitakam Shofar Gadol. Eventually in the future, the Shofar is going to be, and therefore it's also related to the Geula. And then the Levush says, what about Yom Kippur? I'm stuck. Ki V'Yom Hazeh Yichaver Aleichem. What's the Shofar? So then he says, Ein Lecha Geula Yoser Mizeh, Ki Yom Kippur Geulas HaNefesh. It's the ultimate geula that we have. We leave our physical bonds. So therefore, yes, you have to work it out. You have to figure out why it's not a hefsek. But that's an interesting discussion. Starts with the tour, because the tour only deals with v'shamru. He doesn't quote the others. That might have been a later minhag. Maybe they only used to say v'shamru. But it's based on our gemara. Shine Amar, as it says, what's the pasuk that tells us that if you keep two Shabbosim, you'll be redeemed right away? Shine Amar, Ko Amar Hashem Lasarisim, Asher Yishburu Rashab Sosai, V'ksiv Basrei V'Haviyosim Al Harkachi. Right after Shmir Shabbos is mentioned, it says that Hashem will bring us to His Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rab Yossi, okay, we have the Yehei Chalki Gemaras. So we have about 10 Amoraim here that say, my portion should be with the following group of people. Yehei Chalki with these people. So what's Yehei Chalki? So the Marsha says, all these things people are in Nizarin. So therefore, the Amoraim were trying to be Mizaris, the public, in order to take these more seriously. That's why they made these pronouncements. So says Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalki Mei Ochli Shal Shuris B'Shabbos. Right? My Chalek should be with those who eat all three meals. So even in the times of the Gemara, they weren't Machmed on Shal Shuris as much as they should have. Right? So Yehei Chalki, my portion should be with those who are Machmed to eat Shal Shuris on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, also, Yehei Chalki Mei Gomrei Halel B'chol Yom. My Chalek should be with those who are Gomer Halel every day. Gomer Hallel. We don't know what that means yet. Aini, is this really true that's a good thing? Says that if you say Hallel every day, it's like blaspheming God. So what do you mean it's a good, he wants to be in these people? The Charifim Magadev. So the Gemara answered, no. Kika Amrinan Bipsuke de Zimra. What I, Rabbi Yossi, was referring to is Psuke de Zimra. What does that mean? Rashi says the last two Hallelukas. Because that's Hallel, Halleluka, and that's Gomer Hallel. Meaning, we're referencing the Psukah de Zimra. That's what he means, saying Psukah de Zimra every day. The Ritva here says, Psukah de Zimra is one of the Yesodos of davening. You got to make sure, says the Ritva, not to talk between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because those were brachos as well, one big bracha. That's why the Amen after Yishtabach is so important, because it's Amen for the past 10 minutes. Usually we say an Amen on one line. Amen after Yishtabach is Amen for the past 10 minutes. Yeah, that's a big Amen. It says that's what it's referring to, that's what's a good thing. So in Lundis, though, so why is Psukah de Zimra okay and Hallel not? What's the difference? So various interpretations given. The Meshech Chachma in B'chuk Kosai says the following, because Hallel reflects Nisim. Right? What's Hallel about? It's all about Nisim. And Psuki the Zimri is more about nature. It's all about Kadosh Baruch Hu, the sun and the moon and the stars. And if you only say Halal every day, that means you're only saying Kadosh Baruch Hu does the Nisim, not Teva. Says the Meshech Chachma, the ultimate Nes is Teva. The ultimate is to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything. So that's why if you only say Halal every day, Harizim Acharif Magadev. So that's a blaspheming God. Because the ultimate, Kadosh Baruch Hu only throws some Nisim in every once in a while to remind us that he's in charge. But really, the ultimate Nes is Teva, and that's why saying Ashrei every day is Ben Olam Haba. Because Ashrei is about Teva. But saying Halal every day, that's not appropriate. The Meiri also gives another answer that if you say Halal every day, you know, you're not going to be excited about Halal on the days of Yantif, when you're supposed to say it. So that's why it's better also not to say Halal every day. But that's Meshal Chachma at the beginning of the Chukosai that talks about Halal versus Ashrei. Okay. Amar Reb Yossi, more Yehei Chalki. Yehei Chalki mi mispalim im nimdu mechama. My portion should be with those who daven with the rays of the sun. Amar Reb Chibar Abar, Amar Reb Yochanan, mitzvah lispalim im nimdu mechama. It's a mitzvah to daven with the rays of the sun. Amar Reb Zera Mikra. How do you know it? And what does the rays of the sun mean? That means vasikin in the morning and close to shkia at night. We had a discussion in Maseches Brachas. Is it better to daven mincha gedola or mincha katana? It's better to daven mincha earlier in the day. Right, Zerizah Makdim and Lemitzvahs, or later in the day, Mincha Katana, closer to Shkia, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch said. So that was the Machlokas there, Rashi dealt with it, but it sounds like from this line of the Gemara, that Mincha Katana is better. Right, some might even say that maybe even after Shkia, some, you know, those groups of Jews who daven somewhat after Shkia, you know, they use this as one of their sources. Im dim du mechama, you know, with the rays of the sun going down. Shulchan Aruch does not accept that. Shulchan Aruch says it means before Shkia. Amar B'Zeir Ma'ikra Yeruchim Shemesh Lefnei Yareach Dor Dorim, because you should see Hashem with the sun and the moon, right? Meaning very close to right the morning and the night. Next, Amar B'Yosi Yehichalki Mimisei B'Cholei Me'ayim. My portion should be with those who die from intestinal problems. To Amar Mar, Reuben shall tzaddikim meisim b'cholei me'ayim. Because Mar says that most tzaddikim die from intestinal problems. They say, the Bali Moser say that in this, the intestinals, that's where the most physical part of a person's body is. I don't know why that is, but it's where the kishkas are. And that's the only thing that's, you know, every other part of the body is more spiritual, and they're not going to get punished or hurt in those areas. The intestine, that's the most physical, so that's why. That's what the Chazal says, that they die b'choli me'ayim. Sorry? Is it a matter of Yisurim that's the most Yisurim, and that's why they're given that? I'm not sure. There's an Or Gedalia somewhere about it. I tried to find it last night. I remember Gedalia Shor talks about this Chazal somewhere. I couldn't find it, but it's there somewhere. I'm sorry? Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Okay, they get Yisurin, but why Dafka there? Why Dafka there in the Cholei Me'ayim? Rashi does not say that. So remember, the Gedalia Shor talks about it somewhere, that this idea, that Dafka, that's the most physical place of the body, and therefore Dafka, they're punished there. That's where they die from. Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki Mimisei B'derech Mitzvah. My portion should be with those who die doing a mitzvah. What's the kasha? Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Izokin. The Marsha says, what about Shluchei Mitzvah? It's not hurt. So it's the Marsha's answer is that no, Shluchei Mitzvah in any Zokin only means when you're actually doing the mitzvah. But when you're going to do the mitzvah, it doesn't apply. Which does not fit into some of the sources of Shluchei Mitzvah, and the whole Shluchei Mitzvah money issue would be out the window. Right? Because you haven't done the mitzvah yet. So, no, I didn't see others that really talk about this. I'm sure there's other answers out there, but that's what the Marsha suggests. But at least keep in mind the Kasha. Derech HaZagmar Pesachim talks about. What about Derech HaZara? Okay, but so why does he want his chelik to be in that portion? You know, because they were doing a mitzvah? I'm not exactly sure. But that's what the Yaveh said. All right, the Yaakov Emden in the back asked the Kasha and just leaves it B'sarachian. He can leave it B'sarachian, we can leave it B'sarachian. V'amar Reb Yossi, Yehei Chelki Mimachnisei Shabbos B'Tveria U'Mimotsoi Shabbos B'Tzipori. Says Reb Yossi, I want to be from those who start Shabbos in Tveria and then Shabbos in Tzipori. Those two places aren't so far from each other. They've been there at all. Tveria, right, is by the Kinneret. Tzipori is not so far. It's where you take the donkey rides. Right? So that's it's not too far from each other. So why does he want to be in Tveria at the beginning of Shabbos and Tzipori at the end of Shabbos? Because Rashi explains that the other Gemara is also that in Tveria, it was in a valley, so the Shkia was earlier. and the Shabbos started earlier. And in Tzipori, they kept Shabbos later because the Shkia was later, and that's why that's what he wanted to have long Shabbosim. Interesting, related to this, I saw two stories from Rav Shlomo Zalman. One, Rav Neven Zal writes in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman once, you know, he lives in the old city, with it in more of the valley, so does he have to start Shabbos earlier than the rest of Yerushalayim? He writes this in Reish Zion, so page Reish Zion in his biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he says, Ani garbashi pule harova hayudi lo, so do I have to start earlier? Harav amar sheyesh lachshosh lachumra, shahagar b'makom namuch, samach l'shkia l'gabav maschil muktam yoser. Even if you live on the same street, if you live a little further down, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have to start earlier. There's another amazing story. I quoted this on, I think, Tu B'Shvat. The first year, 3 years ago. I just read the story. It stuck out of my mind. And this is Hanoch Teller's biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He writes, when a grandson returned from a trip to America where he had attended a simcha, Rav Shlomo Zalman asked him if he had visited the skyscrapers in New York City. Abashedly, the young man admitted that, like all tourists, he had. His grandfather was intrigued. Tell me about them, he said, his eyes glittering. Do you know that according, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was a little excited about it, so what's so excited about? Do you know that according to some opinions, two babies can be born at the same time in such a building, one on an upper floor and one on a lower floor, and their bris would not be on the same day? Because the height of the building, the exposure to the sun is not uniform, and it could be halachically be evening below while it's still day above. That's why Rav Shlomo Zalman gets excited about skyscrapers, right? I want to go to Empire State Building to see if a baby is born up there, his bris is going to be on a different day if he's born on the second floor. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman viewed the world. That's this Gemara, right? He wants this to be on a higher level, not on a lower level. Next, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yechalkim Moshi Beis HaMedrash Lomim Midei Beis HaMedrash. Interesting. I want to be those who help people sit down in shul and in the shir. I don't want to be the one that has to come in and say, lunchtime, and stop the shir. Midei Beis HaMedrash. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yechalkim Migaboy Tzaka Lomim Machlikei Tzaka. I want to be part of the people who collect tzaka, not the ones who give out tzaka. Because it's a very hard job, as Rashi explains. Sometimes you'll have too much rachmanis on the person you shouldn't, you'll have too little rachmanis on a person you should. Very difficult job to be the one to portion out the tzaka to the aniyah. So he says, I'd rather be from the gabbaim of the tzaka, the ones who collect. I want to be in the group of people are choshed them of doing something, but really they didn't. The Ritva says it just means that, of course, it's not true, nothing happened, but people who are sovel, certain public embarrassments, even though there's no basis for it, and they don't do anything, that's a schus. Amar Papa, Lididi chashtem alo havibi. Rav Papa said it happened to me. First, we shouldn't talk about what story in Shas is Rav Papa referring to, but that's what Rav Papa says. Amar Rav Yosi, chamesh be'ilos ba'alti, v'natati chamisha arazim b'Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, I was with my wife 5 times, and I planted 5 trees in Israel. Meaning I have 5 great sons from these 5 bias. Umay Inun, who are my sons? Who are they? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rav Papa wasn't only the one who had famous sons. Rav Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Avtilas, Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nachem, Rabbi Yossi. Vahika Vardimus, there's a 6th son, Vardimus. Hainu Vardimus, Hainu Menachem. No, that Vardimus is Menachem. The Amai Karele Vardimus, why was he called Vardimus? Shepanav Domin Lavered, his face looked like a rose. Lameimer, the mitzvah, the Rabbi Yossi, mitzvah's Ona Lokiyem. He was only with his wife 5 times. He says, Kamish Vils Baalti, what about the mitzvah of Ona? Right, a husband has an obligation to be with his wife more than that. Right, Yossi must have been married for a couple of years. So, Ela'ema Chamesh Bilos Ba'alti B'Shanisi. No, there were 5 times that he was shown that he repeated. So, I'm clear what that means. Does that mean the same night? Does that mean in proximity of each other? Either way, there were 5 times that he was Shanisi, and in that way he was Zochat to have these children. But of course, he was with his wife at other times as well. Why did he publicize this? Good question. It's a good question why he publicized it. I looked a little bit around. Didn't really see anything. Right. I mean, the next line also, according to Rashi also, sounds like he's saying some good things about himself. Why would he say that? Maybe he's just being Meshabeach in his children. My children, he's having nachas from his children. Why did he say it in that Lashon? I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Miyamai, so all of these are Rabbi Yossi, by the way. All these are Rabbi Yossi. No, my chiluk should be with the following. Amar Rabbi Yossi, it's other personal comments that Rabbi Yossi said. Miyamai lo karisi l'ishti ishti l'shari shari. I never called my wife wife, I never called my ox. El l'ishti basi, I called my wife my house, right, because she's the akeres habayis, And that's a nice way of referring to her. That's why that's what, the, by the way, we spoke about a couple of months ago. That's why one of the two reasons that the Torah quotes why women are the ones to light candles, even though the chiv is on the man as well, because she's the Rambam writes, because she's osik b'tzarchei abayis. She's the akaris abayis, and therefore he calls his wife Basi. Well, the shori sadi, and I call my ox sada, because my ox is the one that takes care of my sada. Amar Rav Yossi, miyamei lo nistakalti b'mila sheli. Rav Yossi says, I never looked at my mila. Eini, v'amar le, Rebbe, my time, akor l'cha Rebbeini HaKadosh, amar lehu miyamei lo nistakalti b'mila sheli. But isn't that why they called Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh? Because he never did this, so Rav Yossi is not called HaKadosh. So if Rebbe, that's why he's called Rebbe, HaKadosh, so how could Rav Yossi have the same midah? So the Gemara says, no, but Rebbe milsa achrisi havabe. No, Rebbe was a one above. Shulchechnes yada tachas avneto. Not only that he didn't look, but he never put his hand there, and that's why he's called Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Rav Yossi says, my house never saw the inside hems of my shirt. Meaning he never took off his shirt and it was inside out. He always took it off properly. And Rashi explains he was under the covers and he was very tznius. I never violated, went against my friend's words. For example, I know that I'm not a Kohen. But even if my friends tell me to go up to Duchen, I'll go up to Duchen because I won't go against them. Wow. Says Tosis. Rabbi Yossi didn't think there was an isser. What's the isser of a non-Kohen going to doing the avodah? Okay, but what's the isser of a czar of a Yisrael going up to Duchen? It's not such a big isser. Therefore, he used to do it. The Rishonim asked, there's a Mefurish Gemara in Ksubis that says it is this usser. It's over Basay. Gemara in Ksubis Chavdal. It says if a czar is Ola Leduchen, he's over Basay. So what's he talking about? So the Shem Sfer Nebalacha quotes a couple of answers. First of all, the Tosfos HaRash says it's lav dafka. Tosfos HaRash says here, it just means he always did things, even big things, that his friends wanted. It doesn't mean that he went up to Duchen. So the Shem Sfer Nebalacha quotes that from the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva says, it means, Rabbi Yossi says that I don't think I'm a Kohen, but if my friends tell me for sure that I am a Kohen, then I'll listen to them. That's one answer. The Maharit quotes that maybe the Isser is only Bezman Sebeis HaMikdash Kayim. When you say, and in the base of Migdash, when you say Hashem's name in full. But nowadays, when we don't say full Shem Hashem, so maybe the Isser does not apply. And the Torah Tzmima, he quotes from Parshas Naso, says, it doesn't mean, he says, I know I'm not a Kohen. What he means there is that I'm not a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't really mean I'm a Kohen. And if they tell me to go up to the Duchen, that means to give the Shir, to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Doesn't say that, Duchen just means a platform. So then I'll go up and give it and I'll listen to them. Either way, the Pashas of the Gemara is very difficult. You have to give an answer. One more line. I never said something, said Rabbi Yossi, and had to retract. Rashi explains that means if I ever gave a psak, and then my Talmidim came over and said, but didn't so-and-so, isn't this against? I never had to retract. I was always able to defend my opinion and say that what I said was correct. So these are all the Yehei Chelki Gemaras. We'll stop here, because after this is going to come Tasili Gemaras, where Amorama going to say, you know, this is one mitzvah that I'm very zariz in, and it's I'm very mekayim very much. Okay, we'll stop there. The Tei Dei Shia was L'Zecher Nishmas. What's the new name? L'Zecher Nishmas Moshe Yecheskel Ben Yoshua.